This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been shared an exciting teaching titled How to Have a Successful Fast under the subtitle Hindrances to Fasting and Prayer based on Isaiah 59. Yesterday he explained that sin, iniquity and transgression are three obstacles to fasting and prayer. Today he shares the ramifications of these three and what our response should be. Let's listen in.
So, hindrances. The Lord himself told Israel. He said, that's why it's not that I cannot save you. Not that I cannot hear you. He said there are real stumbling blocks in the way. That's why when you pray, I don't hear. God has no favorites. It's all a question about principles and God's word. But God has no favorites. John 13:17, Jesus said, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Not when you hear them. If you do them. Acts 10:34. I perceive God is not a respecter of persons. God has no favorites. It's just based on principles of God's word. So the first point is the reason. Second point, the ramifications. Ramification means the implications. After iniquity, after sin, after transgression, what are the ramifications? In other words, what are the implications? In Isaiah chapter 59, which we read as a key scripture, God gave two implications. It said, your iniquities have separated you from your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Two implications. Implication number one, separation from God. Implication number two, God will hide his face from you. God himself is explaining why he doesn't listen to the prayer and fasting of some people. He's explaining God himself, not a preacher. Let's look at the first implication. The first implication, he said, separation. You know, who you are with is very important. For example, if you go to a restaurant and you don't have money, and you have a friend who has money, is different from going to that same restaurant with another friend who has no money. Because who you are with makes a difference. So there are some people, you are sitting them, you are buying food, you don't have to think about anything. You just have to order. You know they can pay. There are some people you have to calculate in your head, 20 plus 15 plus that, plus this, plus a tape. You have to be rolling in your head so that you make sure that you adjust. Who you are with is very important. Presence of God. You know, the presence of God is invisible. You can only tell God's presence by what happens. So if you read Psalm 1:3, it talks about the presence of God. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In this parable, the tree is a human being and the river there is God. And it's saying that the presence of God by the tree has an effect on the tree. But it's invisible. You won't see it. So when we fast and we pray, and we are not people who are into iniquity, sin, transgressions, you know, it attracts the presence of God. And it begins to have an effect, an influence on things around. But you cannot see the Holy Spirit with your eye like that. No. It has an effect. That is when you pray because of the presence of God, things begin to work. In Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In other words, the presence of God has come upon me. Because he has anointed me. He said the presence of God, it releases the anointing or the power of God to preach the gospel to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted. Then it goes on and on. So Jesus said, the presence of God, one thing that it releases the power of God. And when you pray, because of His presence, you will see mighty miracles. Acts 10:38. How God anointed. That word anointed also means He gave Him power. Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus' prayers were so powerful because of the presence of God. There was some invisible presence around him. But one thing that drives away the presence of God is iniquity, sin, and transgression. When Adam sinned, the first thing that happened was God withdrew himself. He lost the presence of God. In Genesis 3:8, the Bible says, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. One of the signs of the presence of God lifted is, things that didn't used to worry you, now they worry you. Suddenly, when you are there, you say, hey, I'm going to get cancer. I feel it. That nothing has happened. Things that they used to bug you, now they bug you for some strange reason. Maybe you are losing the presence of God. But when Adam lost the presence of God, that fear came into his heart. But in Psalm 23 verse 5, the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. The presence of God. It makes a man bold. It makes a man fearless. It gives a man faith. God said, no, I will withdraw my presence. You will no longer enjoy my presence again. That's serious. Number two, God said the ramifications. He said, I will hide my face from you. What does it mean? In 1 Peter 3:12, Peter quotes the same scripture. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open for their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So here, Peter explains that it means answered prayer. That's what it means. I'll hide my face from you. It means when you call, God will not answer. So don't think that prayer and fasting is about how loud your voice is. I feel something in this room, and I think that the Holy Ghost, move, Holy Ghost! It's not by volume, neither high nor low. It's by the principles. You can pray like a mouse, you can roar like a lion. If you do the wrong thing, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. You can even cry, nothing will happen. The fact that you have gone for the meeting, that's what means something will happen. Nothing will happen. What kind of response did God expect from them before He listens to this prayer and fasting? I'll sum it up in only one word. Repentance. That's what the repentance. Throughout the Bible, I've seen that fasting and repentance, they go together. It's a time of introspection. In other words, a time that you examine yourself. It's a time. When God sent Jonah to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, to tell them that he was going to destroy it, the whole nation went into fasting and prayer. They said in Jonah 3:7, let not man nor beast, herd nor cattle taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink. Verse 8, he said, let them be covered with sackcloth and ashes, and let them cry mightily unto God. God said, your prayer and fasting should go with repentance. Because if it doesn't go with the change and the factors of iniquity, sin, and transgression remain, you will pray, but still, I won't hear. And they repented. Another time they prayed, and Assyria was saved. But unfortunately, they went back into sin again. And finally, God sent the Babylonians to come and destroy them. Repentance. So in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 3, wherefore have we fasted, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? And God said, behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors. Verse 4 says, behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. In other words, God said, you are fasting without repentance. That's why I didn't hear it. Verse 5. Is it, is this such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul. First question. Or is it a day for a man to bow down his head like a bulrush? Bulrush is like some kind of plant. And to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. He asked them two questions. First question is, the fast. Is it not a day for you to afflict your soul? That word afflict actually means to humble yourself before God. Then he asked another question. Or it is a day for just religious ceremonies. Then God suggested some things that he felt they must repent from. He said, you fast for strife. He said, you like quarreling with your wife. Stop it. You like insulting your husband. Stop it. You tell your husband, I thought I was marrying a man, not knowing you are a boy. Debate, arguments, to smite with the fist of wickedness. Very wicked. School fees you won't pay. But you can buy Guinness and drink. Your own mother, the way you are wicked towards her, nobody can even understand it. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. God said, what is missing is repentance. You read on and on and on. Everything is about repentance. What they should stop doing and start doing the right things. Very simple. Because repentance is the cure to all those things that are hindering our fast. Iniquities, sin, transgressions, the answer is repentance. And what is repentance? To change your mind and to change your ways.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that for God to listen and hear us when we fast and pray, we must repent from strife, wickedness, debate, and any other thing that displeases him.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, finally giving birth to two miscarriages. It said, dear prophet, I requested for prayer for my sister who had been experiencing several miscarriages with no hope of having a baby. You prayed for her, and to the glory of God, my sister has conceived and delivered a baby girl. What a powerful prayer. We thank God so much for this miracle. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him. Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around. Don't try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kasabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kasabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.